All Business Media presents the Professionals Roundtable. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable with Robert Lethem, exclusively on All Business Media.
Welcome back. My next guest is from Toronto, Ontario, Canada. She's the owner of Career Real Talk. Go to careerrealtalk.com for more information. Here is professional life coach Jen Narayan. Jen, welcome to the show.
Hi, nice to be on.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. I appreciate your time. So just start off by giving us a quick description of what you do.
Sure. So I am a career coach. I also do recruiting, and I'm a teaching assistant at the university, which sort of all kind of builds my profile. But essentially, I'm more of a career strategist. I do use the term coach as well. But what that means is that I'm really, basically I hold my clients' hands and help them walk them through their resume, their cover letter, decide what sort of career path would best be suitable for them based on their interests, their experience, their passions, things like that. Making sure that their social media is on point and, you know, their LinkedIn profile telling them the best fit possible. Meeting with some clients and actually applying for jobs with them, figuring out if there's, hidden job markets or hidden job opportunities that they weren't finding on their own. And so these are some examples of why I call myself more of a strategist as opposed to a coach. Most coaches sort of give you advice on the phone and give you homework and kind of walk away, but whereas I actually sit with my clients and do this stuff with them and for them.
Okay, very good. So before we get into some of the techniques that you use to get results, talk about why you do what you do.
Sure. So I've been in HR for over 10 years, and I've been doing recruiting for a very long time as well. And the part that I love the most about HR and recruiting was actually getting people their dream job. Maybe they just graduated. Maybe they just came to Canada, for example. They're newcomers, or they're just really in a rut, and they're stuck, and they're just so distressed. I love being able to find them their next step. It makes me feel so good. It makes me feel like this is what makes my job worthwhile. And so, people ask me to sort of help them on the side. Friends ask me to do their resume. Friends ask me to give them advice or connect them with people. And I was already kind of doing it for free anyways, like a whole bunch of pro bono work, and I didn't realize. And then I thought, let me see if I could try to make this like a side hustle. So basically, career coaching is, again, that side hustle, but it's just growing just by accident, by word of mouth, and just because maybe I have the passion and people see that. And so a lot of people have been coming my way recently.
All right. So tell me about some of the ways that you help people. What are some of the techniques or methods that you use?
Sure. So most people have some idea of, what are some of the options that they're looking for. So maybe they'll present one or two. And the first thing that we do is either if they don't have that, then we come up with some ideas based on their experience. And then we, kind of fine-tune some of the ideas that they have. So it could be doing research. In some cases, it's academic advising. So deciding, do they need to go back to school and get a certificate, for example. But a lot of it is just literally like sitting with them, digging deep, asking a lot of questions, uncovering their passions and whatnot, and then going from there. So from there, it gets somewhat of a standardized approach, but again, it's going back to them, making sure that their resume, cover letter, and LinkedIn profile is just perfect. And then we do a lot of reaching out to job, to people who post jobs. So, for example, if there's a job that someone sees online, I would never just apply to a job that really excites me. I would apply to the job first, and then I would see if I could figure out who that person is that, posts that job, for example, or who the hiring manager is. And that's something that we do together as well. So we can figure out who the hiring manager is, either by LinkedIn or by calling the head office or talking to reception, and then sending out a really nice, warm email or LinkedIn message to the person, and then following up that way. Because a lot of people are uncomfortable reaching out to hiring managers directly. They see themselves as being a nuisance or a bother. But the truth is, if you think you're great for the role and you have the right skill set and whatnot, then it's actually making their life easier if someone just shows up in their inbox and has the actual skill set they're looking for. It actually shortens their time. So people really should not be afraid to do that. And a lot of my clients, they start off being afraid of doing that. And a lot of my clients end up getting their job that way because we proactively reached out to the right people. And those are
makes perfect sense.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
So tell me, interviewing is a big part of getting a job, obviously. So, you know, what are some of the most common mistakes people are making in job interviews?
Sure. So I do a lot of interviewing and coaching as well, so thanks for bringing that up. A lot of times people make the mistake of talking about, you know, so for example, there's behavioral questions and situational questions. And behavioral questions is like, tell me about a time when this happened. Situational is, what would you do in this scenario? In both examples, it's always best to give an example. Your own example. So, in both types of questions, that is. So, if you're not giving an example and you say things like, oh, I always do this and we always did that and that never happened, so I don't really have an answer for you, those are really bad ways to answer a question. You always want to provide an example. Even if the interviewer is not that great and doesn't position the question in such a way that requires an example, you still should present the example, because that will give a lot of meat and substance to what you're saying and prove that you have the relevant experience. So what I tell all my clients is to have at least 10 to 15 answers that they could pull from. So it doesn't matter what question they ask, but the answer that you kind of drummed up, so where you figure out what the situation was, what are some of the actions that you took to resolve a situation, and then what was the favorable result. Come up with a situation or 10 to 15 examples in that format, and then almost whatever question they ask you, you should be able to pull from that database of yours. So that's definitely one technique, and that helps with interviewing because, again, going back to your question, the mistake is people aren't giving examples. And people love to say we a lot in interviews because they don't want to sound like they're an individual contributor. But the funny thing is with interviews is that we like to know what you did. We don't want to just think that, wait, did the whole team do this or did you actually do it? So saying I is okay to do in an interview unless it's like a team-based question.
All right, very good. Well, listen, unfortunately, we don't really have any more time here on this particular show, but if people want to continue the conversation with you, because this is very, very important stuff, you know, even though, you know, the last I heard, the unemployment rate was very, 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 very low. You know, people still need to know how to get jobs. So,
right.
What is the best way to get in contact with you?
Sure. They can go to my website, www.careerrealtalk.com, and there's a contact form there. That's the easiest way.
Perfect. Very well said. Well, listen, thank you very much for coming on the program today. I appreciate the knowledge that you just gave, and, you know, best of luck to you moving forward.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. That was Career Real Talk, Jen Narayan, Toronto, Canada. We'll be right back with more right after this. Don't go anywhere.
All Business Media presents the Professionals Roundtable. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable with Robert Wetham, exclusively on All Business Media.
Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm Jason Derulo. I love that music connects to people all over the country. But unfortunately, so does something else. Childhood hunger. 15 million kids struggle with hunger right here in America. And yet, every year, billions of pounds of surplus food in the U.S. go to waste instead of going to the children in need. Feeding America is working to change this. The Feeding America nationwide network of food banks rescues this surplus of food to help provide meals to families in virtually every community in the United States, including yours. But they just can't do this alone. Join me in the fight against hunger in America. For more information on what you can do to get involved, visit feedingamerica.org. That's feedingamerica.org. Together we can solve hunger. Together, we're feeding America. A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.